Don't you think so?
Well,
I don't know when it
stamps,
became the county seat.
See stamps.
Yeah, stamps is right.
In fact, had two railroads intersected there.
Yeah, so
but,
that one is.
I suppose it was, as you say, that was a milling town, and not perhaps the lawyers and the professional people
uh-huh.
weren't there.
You were here, yeah, that's
and
right, you see.
Stress.
And I think Pop's the one that pulled us up.
I see.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
That is hard.
Well, that's
he was a little tiny,
fascinating,
scrawny man.
To recapture those, as I say, those attitudes are
mm-hmm.
so difficult to. Incidentally, what about the word careless? What force would that have?
Careless.
Yes. If she.
Careless to me meant more or less physically careless, breaking something and stuff.
That wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
You've mentioned common, suppose somebody.
Common and ordinary, too. Ordinary is not, wasn't as bad as common. Common, as we said, was vulgarity and questionable morals.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it was. Really desirable to show quite a bit of concern about things and become faint and react pretty strongly to things.
Oh, yes. Oh, I remember doing the whole thing myself.
Was there any point beyond which she was too anxious or too... middle ground of anxiety that was acceptable, but beyond which would not.
Well, I think we have to switch to another track. I don't quite get
what you mean. Well, I was wondering, the anxiety threshold was pretty low
mm-hmm.
for people who wanted to be aristocratic and thereby delicate and so on. But was there any point beyond which that person would be condemned for that quality?
Yeah. If she, I would say if she took to her bed and stayed in bed, there was one woman in town, the mother of one of my friends, and I've learned, become aware of it. The reason she was one of my friends and I was allowed to go there was because she and her husband were of good families, quote, you see. But we would go to her house after school and she'd still have on what was called in a kimono, what we call a house coat now, and that was unthinkable.
Mm-hmm.
You just never saw anybody in a kimono unless they were. And there were movie magazines around the house and stuff. And the kitchen, instead of being all fresh and, you know, nice and wasn't. And she was having problems.
Incidentally, the
but that was what you just didn't. It was no slovenliness in your personal appearance were permitted at all.
That reminds me.
Which is all right. Yeah.
Right. Was when morphine was first discovered, it was not recognized to be addictive.
I think they could have. Yeah.
And the lady you mentioned strikes me as perhaps having a morphine.
Could might have well have been.
Well have been. They would do.
Or belladonna.
I see.
I remember hearing the word belladonna.